USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill still working on a new coronavirus relief package. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying the president is willing to negotiate.
Well, he was certainly willing to embrace the $1.5 trillion number that was put out in the last day or so. It really depends on what the priorities are.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Democratic Speaker of the House from California, Nancy Pelosi, says Democrats are willing to play ball as well.
We want to have an agreement, and we will stay until we have an agreement.
Democrats hoping for a $2.5 trillion plan. Meanwhile, Republicans have said they will go up to a $1.5 trillion plan. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is taking part in a town hall on CNN starting at 8 o'clock Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says a coronavirus vaccine has the potential to be ready by the end of September. Meadows pointing out that Pfizer is in phase 3 of clinical trials. Still, though, a recent USA Today Suffolk poll showed that two-thirds of Americans would not get the coronavirus vaccine. One person who would be getting the coronavirus vaccine is Dr. Oz.
Vaccines save lives. Do they have side effects? Yes. Are they outweighed by the benefits? Yeah, the benefits are much greater. And in this particular situation, to get our nation completely back on its feet and be able to do the things we want to do, like going to football games so we can pack stadiums, we will need a vaccine. You've got many to choose from, but get informed on this topic.
A 22-year-old Portland man is facing up to 40 years in jail on a federal arson charge for allegedly setting fire to a police precinct on June 26. Video footage given to authorities by a person who chose to remain anonymous were used to identify the suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A bill that would elevate penalties of people who kill police officers was blocked by a Senate Democrat this week after the House of Representatives passed it with support from both parties. Senator Pat Toomey attempted to get the Thin Blue Line Act passed with unanimous consent, which bypasses a vote but allows just one senator to block passage. Democratic Senator from New Mexico Tom Udall blocked the unanimous consent vote. The Big Ten Conference will play football this fall after the organization's chancellors and presidents approved the reversal on Wednesday of their recent decision to postpone the season because of the coronavirus pandemic. The revival delivers a victory to President Trump, who had asked sports to resume in athletic conferences that represent several swing states ahead of the election. As far as why President Trump even got involved, former Notre Dame coach Lou Holtz tells Fox News,
"Got involved because the players and the family did not have a seat at the table. So he felt that he should represent them because they wanted to play. They picketed, they boycotted, they did a variety of different things. And what he really did was he offered the Big Ten all the latest information on the rapid testing, all the different things they've done for contacting different people. And so because of the improvements that they've made on COVID testing, that made it possible for the Big Ten to feel comfortable moving forward."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.